Christopher Nolan's wife produces his films.
Yeah, they produced it together.
No, as in like all of his films.
What do you mean? Like, since the Jump. What do you mean by produce?
She's a producer on his films.
What does that mean? Like, right, art, like.
It's just like.
She helps.
Music.
No. She helps write. Oh, sorry. She helps with scenes, directing parts.
Yeah, just like that. But I always knew they worked together.
No, as in like from the Jump.
Yeah.
Since they were in college, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't know that
stuff. Yeah, I knew that.
What's her name?
I don't know.
You don't know her name?
I don't know her name.
He doesn't see her. What's her name? You don't know
I don't know her name.
You don't know her name?
Sorry. Fair enough. Film connoisseur.
What's her name then?
Huh?
What's her name then?
No.
Go online, bro. What the hell?
No.
Oh. Yo, sheesh. I had this feeling somehow. Oh, he got back to you still.
Yeah, I applied already. Wait, what? Applied for that.
I swear.
Yeah. But my man ain't responded. The Which one? I... checked up on. I don't know. I almost forgot about that as well. Bro, what is that in that drink?
Ribena.
Well, why does it look so potent? Word,
mad concentrated.
Nah, I don't
it's
know.
Double
if
concentrate.
No. Maybe I just like. Maybe I messed up the. I'm saying the pretty percentages. Sure. Yeah.
Diluted.
It was a quick one still.
Huh?
It was just a quick one still. I wasn't even. I just poured out of water. I'm sorry.
So your new combo, Ribena and Red Bull.
No. It's just like normally I have water, but I've drank water all throughout today, so I just wanted something sweeter. And then Red Bull is just a necessity right now.
I hear it,
to be honest.
I'm trying to get off it, bro. The way I took one energy drink, it wasn't Red Bull. I took it in the gym.
Monster? Nah, it can't be Monster. It's in the gym.
No, well, I meant Monster.
You bought it in the gym?
Yeah, from the vending machines.
Oh.
My heart was
racing.
Racing. But it says it's that C4. Yeah, it's the C4 one.
You can use it as pre, though, isn't it? That's what you bought it for.
I don't even take pre-workout.
Well, I'm saying the energy you got from that, you can use it as pre, isn't it? Like the energy you can use.
No, I was, yeah. I took it. I didn't take it today. I took it last week. And I had to take it because I didn't eat before I went. And I was doing legs.
I was finished.
After squats, I was finished.
My first session back today after 3 weeks. Trust me, bro. I don't even know what it was. Before I went away. I thought I went gym like a couple of days before I went away, but I didn't. I went a week before I went away, and then I was away for a week, and then obviously I came back last week, so it's been 3 weeks. It wasn't as tough as I thought it'd be, though, to be fair. Like, it was a little bit tough, but...
You know, I can't even imagine going like a week without gym, you know?
To be fair, part of me wanted to see how quick I could get back to my normal shape. It was a bit of an experiment, a bit of forgetting as well. But I don't know. We're still 3 months from summer. You know what I mean?
I can't go through. I can't go a week without gym. No chance. Unless I get injured. And even then, I'll just train something that's not part of the injury. I don't know what. I don't want to call it an addiction.
It depends what gets injured, though. Like, if you injure your shoulder.
Yeah, I just rested like 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah, I'll just rest a couple of days.
It's got to be more than 3 days.
Nah, I would never take more than 3 days.
Oh, but you might risk further injury, though.
Nah.
Huh?
Nah, I don't really fall into that category of injuries like that.
Have you ever done your rotator cuff?
Sounds expensive still.
Gee, rotator cuff, you'll be out. You'll be out.
I don't really fall into that. Like, growing up, I never really got injured. I was never out of a sports game or anything like that. I never really suffered from injury like that.
True.
The only time I ever got injured was during a rugby match where someone did a bad tackle on me.
True.
I think I just came off. I think I actually sat out the rest of the game, you know, which is kind of pissing me off. But I'm not sure if I did.
Bro, rugby,
I feel like I came back in.
Rugby makes you not prone to injury, but you get used to it. I never got proper injuries. I just got like broken fingers and toes.
No, I never broke anything on my body in my life.
Neither have I. I've never broke anything.
You back in the gym?
Yeah. I've been back in the gym.
When did you leave? Yeah.
Hmm?
No, I was thinking like, went back in the gym. When did you leave?
Yeah, exactly. I've been back in the gym. But last week I only went once. So I was disappointed in myself. But yeah, I'm back in the gym.
No, I've upped it now. What are you lot doing? Summer's coming up.
Now, do you know what it is? I know that if I'm in the gym for like a month, intensive work, I'll be fine. So I'm
crazy, innit?
No, I've upped it now. Still, I'm going five times.
It's crazy still.
I'm going 5 times now. Five? Yeah. But the fifth day is optional. The fifth day is just an extra chest and back.
Or do you still go on Sundays?
Nah.
Oh, you stopped?
I've cut that out now. Yeah, 4 times. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, to be fair, that's because like, you're going to gym for like, performance as well, isn't it?
Performance?
Yeah. As in you're trying to up your PBs and that.
No.
I swear.
I don't do no PBs.
But you're not trying to like improve your PBs, though?
No, I don't care about all that.
I swear, Fez. I thought, because you said something about powerlifting, remember?
Well, I just said that I think I'll be good at it. Like, I don't think I'll ever do it. No chance.
No, as in, I thought you were like striving to actually like,
no, no get chance. Stronger. No chance, of... no chance. Oh, I don't care for all that.
Oh, so you're like me then? You're just for aesthetics then?
I've always been like that.
Oh, okay.
I have no care in the world if I can lift 160 or 180. Yeah. I don't care about that. I see guys on TikTok doing that, but I have no care in the world.
No care in the world.
Now, when people tell me, oh yeah, I bench, like, no, nah, let me not put this guy on the spot, like, but like, when I hear guys saying, oh yeah, I'm coming for your 125, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I look good. That's the main thing. I want to look better. That's all. But yeah, like, I don't care about all that. I lift and stuff. Nah, like, the only way I'll care about it is if I've said, yeah, cool, I'm gonna get into powerlifting now. Or someone comes and tell me, like, yo, bro, you're lifting kind of heavy, bro. Like, you ever considered powerlifting?
Mm. I would say that, no.
Nah, yeah, like, I would say no, but like, you know, them, that can now push you to be like, oh, right, maybe I should actually consider it now.
It's true. Especially if it's a stranger.
Yeah, like, if a stranger in the gym comes to me, like, rah, bro, like, how heavy are you? And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm around this weight. And they say, bro, like, you should start. You should consider it.
Yeah. Powerlifting, I don't even think that's healthy.
It's not.
Exactly. So but it pays. I would not do it. Still.
Does it?
I'm sure it does, yeah.
Bro.
Like, if you go for a powerlifting competition.
By the age of, like, 50, you'll be struggling to move your body, bro.
Yeah, but if I'm getting paid,
what do you mean? If you're deadlifting however much as a powerlifter at the age of 50, you won't be able to walk function, to stand.
I think you can.
No, I've seen it, bro.
No, deadlifting just doesn't look right to me. Like, it might be right if your form's right, but to me, deadlifting is just a no go. I'm just not touching deadlifting ever.
Yeah.
Ever again.
I don't think I'd ever become a powerlifter. I think I'd switch out and just go purely calisthenics, whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's
it, yeah. I'd switch out and do that, but nah, never powerlift. Never powerlifting, yeah.
Nah, because you know what it is, though? I feel like I'm just strong with bench. In fact, I'm strong overall, but like my bench is good for like my weight and all that. I think that's what it is.
Has anyone ever come up to you in the gym and be like, bro, like, you're lifting strong, you're lifting heavy?
Nah, well, let me not lie, I don't think so, you know.
So,
I just feel like you can just tell, like, when people are looking at you, it's like, oh, bro, that's the only thing I've ever...
Oh, that happens with that.
Well, yeah, like, I feel like that is what I see, because, like...
You can see in the mirror as well.
Yeah, like, I can definitely... I know them ones, but no one's ever actually come up to me like, oh, bro, like, bro, you're lifting heavy. Because, like, I'm not small now. Before, I would say I was small in the gym, but now it's like, I've been in the gym now. I look like Not that you belong, but like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, you can't come to me like, oh, right, you're lifting heavy. It's so, like, okay.
When was that though?
What?
When did you deep that you're no longer small?
After a year. In fact, I was definitely not small earlier than a year, but like, once I touched the year, I was like, yeah, I'm solidified now.
Yeah, I remember that feeling. When I deep to that, okay, now, like, no one can look at me and think, yeah, he's skinny.
Yeah, like, if you look at me and say I'm skinny, I'll just ignore you, innit? I was going to say something else, but... No, yeah.
No, but some of my friends, you know how they get, man.
Nah, but they're just
trying to wind us up. Well, yeah.
Like, with me, it's like, now that I can see myself in, I don't need to be told, oh, yeah, I'm looking big or whatever. I can see it, I can feel it. So I'm good, bro. I don't really care.
The gym mirror plays tricks on me, though.
I'm not gonna lie, it gives me the biggest body.
No, like, it's so weird. Like, I know myself. I know my size, bro. I'm sizable. But when I look in the mirror, like, my arms just look mad, like Kit Kat-ish. I'm like, what? Like, why does it look mad slim in the mirror?
Oh, so you're okay. I look
small in the mirror.
Yeah, I look small in the gym mirrors.
I'm like,
but then when I go to the change room, I look better.
I think they've put
a sort of mirror
there. Yeah, I think it's intentional.
When I walk around in the gym, I'm like, I feel like When I look in the mirror and I'm walking in front of it, I'm like, bro, what the heck? Like, why are you looking small? Do I need a pump? Do I mean I'm walking into the gym, I'm feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
Or confident. When I look in the mirror and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah. I hear it still.
It's definitely intentional still.
No, yeah, they've definitely put a lack of sort of mirror. Nah, I need to work.
Be longer, you know what I mean? So.
But yeah, I don't even stay too long in the gym unless I'm like, either not busy afterwards or I don't have work the next day. But if I do, max, I can't. But let me just look at my thing. Because usually...
I'm about an hour, give or take.
Yeah, you know. But there was times where I could go gym, hour 45.
I don't know how guys do that. I don't know how guys do that.
Man said I'm logged out.
I think one of the man that said they were in the gym for like 2 hours. I'm like, nah, man.
I've done it, but like...
That's dead.
That's dead, bro. Like, I like gym. I like what it gives me, but 2 hours. Like, imagine walking out at 7 and walking out at 9.
It's just I'm comfortable. I'm not. Congratulations on 150 visits.
Let me even check my thing. Is that that's not the highest one, is it?
No, probably not. Oh, that was on the 4th of October.
Oh. Oh, you started
February. March.
February.
14th of February.
What is it again?
What?
That achievements thing.
I was there. It just came up for me at the top.
Oh, yeah. 18th of May.
Bruv, where's your activity?
What was my first one? 2021.
Yeah, today was hour 10. Yesterday, hour 26.
Before today?
Yeah, I went today.
Where? Afternoon?
Yeah.
You've been doing that at lunchtime?
Yeah, afternoon on Fridays, I do legs so that I don't need to go on Sunday. And then Saturday is optional of chest and back. Because I feel like those are the two body parts that I want to grow a lot.
Mm.
But my arms is where I lack.
Really?
Yeah. In my opinion, though.
I was going to say, like, from when you started out, you've
grown
a fair bit.
No, they've definitely grown. But, like, you know, I just feel like my biceps aren't as... My biceps aren't big. I have long arms.
Uh-huh.
So, for my arms to look big, my biceps need to look big. And my biceps don't grow like that.
I'm telling you.
I actually have that same problem.
Huh?
I have that same problem.
When you got long limbs, it takes so long to build your arms.
Right? Yeah, like my arms just...
Like everywhere else that I'm working on, like everyone, like my torso and my back and everything, that will start to look bigger. But then my arms, just like...
It's like they're twigs compared to... Bro, like, what the hell?
I'll go so hard, I'm just like... It's just... You just... There's no point. Man. But you just have to keep going, innit? Like,
yeah, I try to train my biceps, like... extra hard. My triceps, I don't really try that much because I just feel like they grow. I feel like my triceps grow and I work my triceps a lot based on chest. Do you know what I mean? Whereas biceps, it's only with back there, really.
Do you rep until failure, though, with arms?
No.
You should still.
I do. At least one set.
Rep until failure as much as you can.
I feel like my failure is not actually failure. My failure is I'm tired.
Isn't that failure? Thing. Yeah, that's failure. Nah.
What do you mean you're tired?
Like, my stamina, I'm tired. No,
it's
failure, bro.
Nah.
It is, man.
What do you mean? You can't do no more. You're tired. That's failure.
I'm tired not because of my biceps. I'm tired because I'm gone.
What's the difference?
Because your biceps is what should give way.
Bro, you'll be tired in general, though, if you're repping out on anything, though. Did you get me?
I get you, but I don't think that's failure.
I think that is failure.
I don't think it is.
You physically can't do enough of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can. You're just tired.
Okay, then
but not your biceps.
Then you're not training to failure.
That's what I said. I'm not. Fair enough. I don't think I am. Because I would be puffed out. But my arms.
Oh, okay.
Do you get what I'm saying, though? Like, you know you can get an extra weight, but you're tired, bro.
Your arms should be dead.
Yeah, but then my arms are never dead. Like, sometimes I'm like, am I even feeling this in my bicep? Which is jarring. But it's like, bro, I'm doing bicep curls. Of course, it's in my bloody arms.
Yeah, I always feel like when I'm doing bicep, I always like, you know that the mind-muscle connection thing? I've tried to like focus on that. But when I'm doing biceps, I'll be lifting heavy and I'm like, am I using any other muscles right now?
Do you know what I mean?
But I can't be, do you know what I'm saying? Because I'm getting it up, so like I'm lifting up, so... It's only my biceps that can be working right now, but...
That was unnecessary, though.
Yeah, I think that was unnecessary.
No, it's like, I'm talking about in the gym, getting it up. Like, that's a pause, man. That's a pause.
Bro, some of my gym sessions have been short.
You might see that babe that rebranded on asking people whether she can film or not. The thing is, they're saying rebrand, but I don't remember her doing anything otherwise.
No, she was therefore... It's Jeremy that I can't remember her name now.
I don't remember her name. I know she's black.
I don't want to say her name and it's not her. But I know exactly who it was, man.
She was asking people, can they record or can she record while she's working out? That's crazy because everyone that records it in my gym, they don't ask for no consent.
Yeah.
Like, either in the shot or you're not in the shot. I don't really mind.
I do mind. I think asking for consent should be... Especially if they, like, let's say they come in front of you and they start... They set up their tripod and everything and they start recording and you're already behind them working out, they should definitely ask you for consent because you were there first.
Oh, to be fair, yeah. I've never been in that situation. So,
do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. If they're already recording and you decide to work out behind them, then that's your own because you can see that.
It's your own, but what if it's the only available machine?
Then you either want to get in a shot or you wait. You ask them how many sets have you got before you move and then you can go work out. Would you wait?
If you're set up there and the machine I want to use is right behind you, I'm just using the machine, man.
I wouldn't wait purely because I always think like if I'm in anyone's shot, chances of me like appearing on TikTok are so slim. I don't know why. I don't know why I think that.
You'll be on TikTok, but people that know you may not see it.
Yeah.
Because it's TikTok's.
But I'm always just like, maybe they won't use this particular vid. Maybe they didn't train hard enough to use this vid, and I so happen to be in the background type of thing. But you never know, innit? You never know.
Oh, there it is. I was thinking, yeah, it is. Her name is Natalie B Fitness.
Oh, Natalie rings a bell.
Natalie B Fitness.
Wait, she's not the babe that did the GoFundMe?
Yes.
Oh, right then. For the women's gym or something?
Yeah, women's only gym.
All right
then. I don't think she has an Instagram.
I actually like seeing all these women in this gym. Well, not. That came out so wrong. I like seeing on my TikTok all these fitness. Okay, what I'm trying to say is, I like that women are taking an interest in fitness.
Much better.
Because,
sorry, man.
Like, you'll see all these girls and you'll see that the crazy bodies they have, and it's just like, that's just proof that you don't need to go get like work done and stuff like that. Like, I'll see girls like, you know what I mean, like the maddest of bodies, yeah, and just like, damn, that's just gym. Mm. But do you know what I'm saying? It's not. It's hard to get there, obviously.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you expect? I don't understand. Yeah, like, I feel like they see BBL as the easy way out, which it is, but the risks at hand when you're on that table, not everyone makes it off.
Yeah,
isn't that enough to scare you off?
Yeah,
it's enough to scare me off. Like, imagine that.
Pregnant.
Procedure who? There's that procedure that makes you taller for guys.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine they told you, yeah, the odds of you not coming off the table alive, they're kind of significant still. Wouldn't that scare you off? And again, it's a bit of a different example because you can't go in the gym and make yourself taller, so there's no substitute. You just got to affirm it. But at the same time...
Then again, though, there's actually nothing that men can do that they can go under the needle that is risky that we know of.
That's what I'm trying to think of.
Like, but then again, if we now heard of something like wood enlargement.
I'm sure that's a thing.
Exactly.
I'm sure that's a thing.
But yeah. I just don't think you'd need surgery for it.
Like, what do you need
surgery for it?
I don't know. I just feel like there's other stuff that you can... I don't know. I don't know how it works. I'll be so wrong.
I've never heard of it.
How would that work with surgery, though?
You'll probably inject something.
Yeah.
What, while you're soft?
Okay, but...
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how would that work? How would that work?
What's being soft got to do with anything?
Because, like, what? Would they make it bigger while you're soft? Or would they make it bigger while you're... Hey, listen. I don't see it making sense.
You're on a roll today. I'm not a good one.
I don't see it making sense. How would that work?
I don't know, but like,
okay, but yeah, let's say it's a thing.
If that's a thing that is now getting popularized,
yeah,
yeah,
and like a lot of guys will go to do it just because it's desirable by women to have a. Do you get me?
The thing is, if that was to happen, it looks natural, then obviously a lot of people would
go and do it.
I don't know how it'd work. I don't know how it'd look natural, but hypothetically, if it looked natural, then a lot of people go do it. Same way, there's for BBL, there's like good doctors that can make it look natural.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like all these Kim K, well, actually, no, they don't look natural, but like all these other people that do it, they make it look natural, so.
But they're obviously on the high end in terms of how much they
Yeah, yeah, obviously. You have,
it's yeah, very but like even expensive. If there's not, it's the same thing with like veneers. Like people can get the natural ones.
Yeah.
People can get the, they look fake.
Exactly.
So it's like people can do this. If it's the options there, people pick whatever the bloody one, innit?
I don't get why you would choose to have teeth that look fake.
Because it shows that you got your teeth done.
And it's a look.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for the most part, it doesn't look nice.
Yeah,
but
to you.
Yeah, exactly. To us. Some people to like us, that look.
I think so, to the majority.
No.
In my opinion, to the majority.
No. When you're like one of them white lads.
Yeah.
Like Joey Essex or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, that's a look
like,
for them.
Do you know what I'm saying? That the opposite gender, they like it.
What's the show that he was on?
Only Ways Essex. Is it? Yeah, that's the same thing. Same what thing. I'm saying.
There's another one though.
With he's on everything.
Yeah, like the, but there's another one.
Too Fair. Maybe or
Big Brother.
Made in Chelsea?
Nah, he's on everything, bro. You can name.
There's one that they just go
dating. No,
nah. He's on that. Probably he's on that as well.
That's not the one I'm talking about, though.
Big Brother, Big Brother.
Jordy Shaw.
He's not on Jordy Shaw.
I don't think he was on that one, but like that show, a lot of people have like the look of teeth and all that.
I thought Jordy Shaw was for people that are from Jordy, though.
It's from Newcastle.
Yeah.
They're called Geordies.
Not from Geordies. Yeah. Not from Geordie. That are
Geordie. Yeah, yeah. That's it. He wasn't on there. He wasn't on there, but
that's the show I'm talking about, Sha.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But yeah, like, some people just like that and obviously we just don't.
It's true, Beans.
But yeah, I've come to realise that, like, do what you want in it. Like, I don't really care. If you want to go and do surgery.
Of course.
Men just don't do it because we don't have the option to do it. But if the option was there, they'll do it. It's the same thing with hairline transplant. Yeah. Or hair, was it, is that sort of
hair transplant.
Hair transplant.
Yeah.
Guys, it's now becoming popular for guys to go and do it.
I saw on TikTok today and that guy was like, he saw his edges going.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't be that guy to wait till it's too late before you start using the castor oils to just
make your hair
grow. You know what I mean? Because once it gets too late, it's either turkey or you firm it.
No, yeah. Like, I've actually started to cut my edges a bit, you know. Like, that's why I'm starting to take care of my hair.
Or do you use castor oil?
No, not castor oil.
Is it, what's the other one? Minoxidil?
Minoxidil. No, that's too, like...
What?
Apparently, you have to keep using it until, like...
Forever.
See a change.
Yeah.
Forever?
Like, mm-hmm. It's, like, you have to constantly use it or something.
Crazy.
So, yeah, I'm not on that. I'm just on the... Use something and hopefully just, like, yeah? Firms.
Yeah, like, even Rio Ferdinand did a...
Transplant.
No, but he goes and like just touches it up. Like it will literally be the minor, just a minor thing around his hairline.
Did he even need it?
Hmm?
Did he need it?
He didn't need it, but you know what I'm saying? He just wants that sharp look.
Money's there,
so exactly.
And that's what I'm saying, it's becoming more like popular for guys to do it, and that's why people are doing it. Like I know someone that's done it personally.
Transplant?
Yes, bro.
In Turkey.
I think so, yeah.
Even that John Wick guy did it.
Yeah, he did. But nah, but I'm saying like close to home, bro. I know who someone who did it.
Right. How much are they though?
Looks 10 out of 10. I don't think it's that expensive.
They're not that expensive.
It's like under 2 bags.
Yeah. It depends on obviously your situation.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But how much it needs reviving.
Yeah, bro. But like at our age, it cannot be more than 2 bags. I don't think it'd be more than two bags.
On God, his thing is 10 out of 10. And you wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't know.
On God, I didn't know.
Bro, these guys are good, fam.
I did not know he did it. And the way it looks is 10 out of 10.
That's what I'm saying. You got to do it before it gets too noticeable.
No, it's noticeable. But like, you don't. Like, maybe because he's given me permission to speak about it, by the way. I just can't say his name or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, it is 10 out of 10. Like, he looks different to me, but I didn't know what it was.
Oh, them ones.
Like, he literally had to do like, yo, man, them like, have you noticed anything about me? I'm like, no. And like, we're just struggling. Like, what are you talking about? Like, then I was like, when I looked at him, he looked different, but like, I didn't know what it was. Then I just looked at him. I was just looking at him, and then like, for some reason, I just said, turkey. And he's like, you on it? No, I said something. And then, yeah, it just came out. I was like, rah.
Well, he probably did it like when his edges just started to go.
No, he's always had like a...
I swear, so it was a big difference.
Like, it's straight, bro. Like,
I'm saying beforehand.
It was never straight.
But was it like crazy noticeable?
Like it just wasn't straight. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Then that could be my
So like it's noticeable that your hairline's not straight. Yeah. Like it's no, it was definitely noticeable.
Yeah.
But like it weren't a you have a bad hairline.
Yeah.
But okay. Then he did it and it was like, bro.
But what age would you man start to think about doing it once you see your hairline recede?
Bro,
whenever you're he's running, our age. Man, literally.
I understand him.
Oh yeah.
But in general.
I don't know, like.
Like if your hair starts receding at like 30, would you still do it?
I don't know.
I think if you've got a beard, you're good.
I just never really thought about it, to be fair.
Yeah, bye.
I feel like before I ever consider anything about my hairline, I have to go to a low cut. Like I wouldn't think about it right now.
First.
Even though I feel like my edges are definitely thinning. And I'm starting to think, is it because of gym? Because I know gym and all that. I don't know. What is
it?
I've heard something in it.
I've heard if you get trims too often.
Think it's bad. I was getting trims often before I started noticing, like, yo.
I thought it was a myth.
Nah, it ain't no myth.
I wasn't though. Sure. Like, you don't think so?
I don't think it's a myth, personally. I think the more they keep cutting at it,
yeah,
the more it's going to chip away and go backwards.
Yeah, because you don't allow your hair to grow.
I feel like there's certain guys, I don't even know anyone like this in particular, this is not a draw out, but there's guys that have got a lot of hair that don't want to cut their hair off because if they cut their hair off, their hairline's just not going to grow back to where it is.
Yeah.
Or it's on show.
No, yeah, with me, my hairline's not bad. It's definitely not bad. Like, there's definitely people worse, but it's like, I'm noticing that, yeah?
Yeah.
Take your time with your hair, bro.
See, with white dons, they've got hair that can cover it.
Mm.
When they're younger anyways.
Mm.
Like, yeah, but they'll still go do it, bro.
No, they, yeah.
They'll still do it, but I'm like,
bro. Like, bro, their hair covers it completely. And yeah, it's like, yeah. But when they lift it up, it's like, raw.
Yeah.
Like, your thing's actually back. So they go and do it, and it's like, I don't notice the difference. Because, like, unless they just style it differently now, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part, I don't really notice it. But now, yeah, I just. My hair was very tough before. It was very.
Brittle.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, let me start taking care of my hair. So now I just put hair cream. I put something in my hair every day.
When are you going low, though? You've been saying you want to go low, but when are you actually going low, bro?
I don't know, maybe
25.
I don't know, like, I'm just comfortable with my hair right now.
I was in, you'll go low for good at 25.
Once I go low, I'm never coming back up.
Okay, first.
I'll never come back up. I feel like that's it. So you think that you can grow your hair back out again?
100% can. My hair grows fast, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but like, why?
Just change up.
Yeah, you might as well do it.
Just change up. While your hair's got the ability to grow fast, you might as well experiment. I'm not going to lie.
You've already experimented, bro.
I've experimented once.
You've done everything.
Okay, taper and barrel twists.
What else is there?
I don't know.
Look, I'm going to now start saying you want locks.
Nah, sure. I'll never go down that route, still. I've been seeing girls say, like, they're not really liking the locks thing. They're preferring guys with low cuts now, you know?
Girls say everything.
They'll keep going back and forth.
True, they do.
It's actually a cycle. It's actually a cycle.
It's true.
To the end of time.
So I just don't. I don't pay any man. Like, I get what I feel.
I saw a couple of them tweeting that.
Yeah, because I can't lie. Every other black guy has long hair. Yeah.
It's a trend.
Yeah, it's a trend now.
No, but it this one got like.
Yeah, crazy. Like everyone
has of guys.
So like, I just don't. I don't care. I just face my own.
I think it's a starter pack. Like Benzo Slad used to be in there. Like, they have the wave cap. The trends will come out the side.
Everyone has that. What's the hat? What's
Kalenji,
the hat?
Isn't it? Kalenji.
Yeah. What brand is that?
I don't even know what that is.
Where'd you get that from?
Yeah,
you used to have that. I
still have it. Yeah. I don't.
Wait, is that one Kalenji?
No. This is just from my hair shop, bro. But I don't know where that's from. That's all Central Cedar. He started all of that.
Swear.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Why does he wear one?
It's a look.
Yeah,
it's a look.
Like, I would wear it, but it just don't make sense.
He's just got like normal head of hair, though.
It's just a look. Like, he'll wear it anywhere.
I swear he even released his background recently.
Yeah, where's he from?
He said one of his parents Guyanese, from Guyana.
Yeah, and something else.
Is it Asia?
Yeah, he's just not black at all.
I think someone said British. I could be wrong in it, but
you can tell he's not fully British though.
Yeah,
he's definitely racially ambiguous. But to tell where he's from, I don't know. It's weird. I thought he was
I thought he was
part Asian. But Guyana's where? Caribbean.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, innit?
Caribbean, you know. Vibes Cartel. I'd even...
You know, I've never known the case or whatever's going on with him.
Neither have I.
I've just never researched into it. But then again, it's like Wizkid getting arrested. Of course, I know what it is about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get what these Caribbeans are talking about.
But yeah, it's an M case.
I think he.
And apparently he's now got, the British courts now gave him the ability or the chance to appeal his case.
Yeah, I think he won that, the British thing.
Yeah, he won the appeal.
So now it's just based on...
He's getting a retrial.
But it just with Jamaica or Caribbean.
Yeah, in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
He's still got a long way to go then.
No, he's going to bust that.
Probably. How do you think that?
Bro, I think it's just like, imagine like Wizkid getting arrested in Nigeria. You think he's not going to bust that?
Yeah.
All he needs to do is pay his way out. I think that's the same thing that would happen to Vibes, isn't it?
I don't know how Jamaica works. I know Nigeria, if you got the readies, like,
if you got the money, you're getting out of it, bro. So
I don't know if Jamaica's the same, though.
Probably is.
You know, I clocked bare man from Jamaica, though.
But
outside of Nigeria, I think most people that you see outside are probably Jamaican.
Then again, though, it's because of where we're from. Because I was speaking to someone from my workplace, and she's from North.
Mm.
There's bare Congolese people in North.
Congolese?
It's the same thing when we're talking to Timula.
Yeah.
The bare people from East are from Congo.
Yeah.
But in South, generally, I can't name one person I know that's Congolese.
I never really deeped how much impact Jamaicans had on our slang. Like Wagwan, for example.
No, yeah.
That's
yeah.
just one word.
Yeah, most of our slang is right Jamaican.
Most of us, yeah. Most
that's
of
crazy. That's what I'm saying. The impact is, well, if we look at impact, well, if we look at countries outside of the UK that have had impact on us living in the UK, Nigeria and Jamaica are up there, but Jamaica could make a battle for first place.
Yeah, because I think Jamaicans were here first.
Were they?
Yeah, like the whole Windrush thing.
For us.
What is that? Who made a joke about Windrush one time?
It was probably some political joke, I swear.
I saw something online about Windrush. I was thinking, what the hell is that?
Was it talk about...
Oh, no, it was on another podcast. I know the podcast. I think it's Pull Up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I've seen that.
I saw a clip of it. I was like, what's that?
Windrush? When did that start?
What is it?
It's like the UK were like asking for people from Jamaica to come help out here with like some certain jobs. And then they tried to send them back. Yeah, they tried to send all of them back and stuff like that, taking away their citizenships and stuff like that. And it was like, especially the children of the Jamaicans that came here, do you know what I'm saying? So they're born here, so they're British citizens, but they were still trying to send them back and stuff like that. But yeah, I know they were here before us. Or at least the majority, there was a lot of them before us. Yeah.
You might have seen this discourse about Diane Abbott.
Who?
Diane Abbott, who that is. The MP.
I haven't read into it.
See the clip?
I'm not a politician.
Bro, she stood, I'm sure it was the House of Commons. She stood up about 70 times. She didn't get called to speak once.
Yeah.
Once. And she's the first black female MP or something of that nature.
So what is that? Is it her that started saying it's not racist or something?
I don't know if she said that's not racist, but...
I don't know.
The stem of it or how it started was that she stood up numerous times and everyone but her, or so it seemed, was getting called to speak and not her. And then she happens to be the first black female MP in the room and she's just being blindsided, which is a bit peak, I'm not going to lie.
Oh yeah, I'm researching into it still.
But I'm a bit torn between paying attention to the news and not paying attention to the news because I understand the benefits of being current, but at the same time, since the pandemic, most of the stuff the news are just letting out is just negative stuff. I'm like, I don't want to be taking in negative stuff every morning.
No chance.
Yeah, because that's when most men watch the news, though. On the way to work or in the morning before work. You know what I mean? Like,
on the way to work, I'm either learning Spanish or I'm...
Why are you learning Spanish?
Huh?
Why are you learning Spanish?
I started learning Spanish.
Hmm?
Because I started learning Spanish.
Is that why you started learning Spanish?
Huh?
Is that why you started learning Spanish?
Malade, he's mad.
What did you hear? What he said? No. That was French.
That's French, yeah.
No,
do you know what it is? It's like, I've realized that knowledge is power, bro. Knowledge is actually power. Dude. So I just want to expand my brain to full capacity. So, like, I'm actually moist for only understanding one language.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that's, there's so many, and I can only communicate with people that speak my language. That's crazy.
Bro, everyone that can... I was watching a clip on TikTok of Shaname, right?
Who?
And it was Timothy Shaname, the main character.
Oh, right.
I thought he said Shannon or something.
Yeah, I thought he said Shaname or something. Like, I don't know who that was.
I was watching a clip of him. It was on that World Press Tour before the film came out. And Broski had such a smooth transition from English to French back to English. I'm like, that is sick.
But he's French.
He is French.
But he can speak English.
But he can speak English.
Like, yeah, but...
if it's like, if you're born out of the UK, you can speak two languages.
Yeah.
Like, look at all the footballers. They can speak different languages, bro.
Yeah.
Bellingham can understand good Spanish. Tomori can speak Italian by now, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Even
Tammy Abraham, I'm sure he can speak some Italian as well.
Yeah.
And that element of being bilingual, yeah. I think is important still.
No, yeah. So that's why I picked Spanish because I went on ChatGPT. I was like, what's the most spoken languages in the world? Mandarin was the first one. And I was like,
of course.
I'm not trying to go back to learning Mandarin.
Yeah.
Like, I learned it, I passed it. I actually got an A.
A?
I got an A in Mandarin.
That's cold.
No, I was... GCSE.
GCSE, yeah.
No, why are you trying to rain down this parade?
I don't know.
I'm not trying to...
That's a bit crazy.
I have no clue.
That's one of the hardest languages to learn.
I'm nowhere near fluent. Nowhere near fluent.
What did you get an A in?
I got a B in Spanish.
Okay.
There we go.
It's not an A.
Tu hablas español?
I can't tell you what you just said. I can't tell you what you just said.
I said you speak Spanish.
That was simple Spanish as well.
I studied to pass. I didn't study to remember.
Do you know what it is though? I can hear.
Yeah.
I can't speak, which means I don't have the fluency.
Mm.
And that's to say, I think Spanish is so easy for me because I was always doing Spanish.
Yeah.
In primary school, secondary school, up until year 9.
Mm.
And then I just never did it again.
Yeah.
But I've always had the ear for Spanish. So it's like, let me actually just take it in. Because Spanish and English, I'm not going to lie, there's a lot of similarity.
Yeah, that's
same with French.
French.
We've even got French words in our vocabulary. Connoisseur. It's not English. It's French.
French, I'm not going to lie, I have my reasons why I wanted to learn French, but nah.
You weren't active in the group chat debate when you were saying, would you rather learn French or Spanish? Or would you rather learn?
Yeah, what would you
and know? Why?
I'd rather learn Spanish purely because I already started in secondary school.
Yeah.
But I do want to learn French as well.
Which do you think would be more useful to you?
Spanish.
Why?
Because if you wanted to travel the world, more time. Let's say you're going anywhere, South America, Spain, Portugal, like all these places. If you speak Spanish, you're good.
I said that exact line, bro.
If you speak French, the only places you're good in is France and...
Now, before you say that, there's a lot of countries
to be fair.
That speak, that predominantly, yeah, like
France,
predominantly,
Switzerland, Canada.
Switzerland's not predominantly French.
And neither is Canada.
But they speak it.
They speak it, so do Belgium.
Yeah.
And there's a few
then obviously countries. Cameroon, Congo. So,
yeah, that's what I was going to say, those places. Exactly. And those places, I'm pretty sure like that's one of their main languages anyway.
Yeah.
Like the African countries, Congo. Other places, it's not.
I just feel like with me, like I was just thinking, like, let's say I learn Spanish, I'm fluent now. Who can I speak it to in Europe?
Yeah, in Europe, French is probably more.
French is more. Spoken. So it's like, why am I learning Spanish?
Because Belgium, Switzerland.
Then again, if you go to these places, you speak English, you're good.
Where?
In Switzerland. Europe? Yeah.
Yeah. Switzerland.
In most places,
a lot of them speak English, to be
true. Sure. In most places, you're good.
But it's just that I know more people that speak French. In Europe, it's more French. So like, why am I learning Spanish?
Yeah,
but then I was like, when I tried to switch to French, because I was like, you know what, let me try. The pronunciation's already throwing me off.
Mm.
It's harder. I was like, nah, let me stick to Spanish and let me actually get it out of it. I said, yep. Just been going strong.
A whole continent speaks Spanish, bro.
What about Yoruba? Why do you not want to learn that?
Unfortunately, these lot don't want to create an app, so...
Fair enough.
That's their side.
To be fair, you say that, but all it really takes is asking your mum, from now on, speak to me in Yoruba. You'll be surprised how much you pick up.
My mum does not speak Yoruba.
Swear?
My mom doesn't speak any of her languages.
As in, not to you, like, to like,
she her doesn't friends speak or relatives. She does not speak
it. Yeah, westernized.
The only, yes.
I hear it still.
She only does it like on the odd occasion.
I hear you still.
And it's like actually so random. So it's like, if I hear her speak Yoruba, it's like, what's going on right now?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And she's not even Yoruba, she's Igbo.
Oh, fair. And she knows Yoruba.
She knows both, bro.
See what I mean?
Like, she's more likely to speak Yoruba than Igbo, which is so crazy. So
she knows three languages.
Which is crazy.
Gee, our generation's finished, man.
Yeah.
My granddad speaks both. Igbo, yeah. He's Igbo, but he speaks Yoruba more.
That's cold.
So it's like, what the hell is going on?
See, what's funny is when I was on the phone to my grandparents the other day, my mom was whispering me to say something in Yoruba to my grandparents. I'm like, no. Like, you even got to actually teach man the whole language. I can speak to it, speak the language like in full effect. Or just speak English. Like, what's this? Oh, yeah, I can't learn, man. Like, might as well sound like a freshie. Like, no. I'm not doing all that.
Nah, yeah. I actually get the same thing. They try to help me say something. Try to answer back. They'll be like, oh, sure, dada. Dada, ni more. That's all I can say.
That's it. Then you're back to English.
Then I'm back to English. Mom's. So it's like, I can just say a few phrases. I can pick up a few things you say in Yoruba, but
yeah.
I'm nowhere near fluent or can understand.
Only a few words. I used to know a lot. Now I just know a few.
Fam, it's the same. Fam, I was going to work here, and one black guy was standing like near the train station. I was just walking, yeah. And you know how they try to call you to stop to listen to what they have to say? So I was like, you know what? I have a few minutes in it, so let me just hear. He said, sir. So I've just been, like, I'm not even trying to make a joke or anything. So, sir, I've just been kicked out of my house. No, my landlord has just kicked me out and I need to go to work, but I have no money. I said, oh, bro, I'm going to the train station. He said, sir, start speaking about it. I don't even know how, I can't say it. There's nothing I can say yet. But let's just say, like, I'm just going to say something in Europe, isn't it? Let's just say this. I said, yo, no more girl, Yoruba. I don't understand it. Do you know what I mean? But the fact that he just started speaking it,
yeah.
I'm like, bro, I'm a neek. Oh, like, imagine if I understood it, I probably would have given him money. I swear down. Just because it's like, okay, I get you.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand it. So like, I didn't feel any sort of way. I was like, nah, bro, I've got to go to work. And that's it.
I'm torn again. Like, I want to learn it, but at the same time, I want to learn another language. But then again, when I have kids, what?
You should speak Spanish.
I'm going to speak Spanish to my kids when they're Yoruba. They're not going to know one word of Yoruba. That's a bit mad.
Nah, I'll be real. Like, if an app comes out and they tell me, yo, it's a patented app that can get you to 56% fluency, I'll drop Spanish with like that.
60% is high, man.
You know you have to take tests to be fluent and everything like that.
Did we take tests?
What? Yeah, like outside of like just official tests, and they'll be like, okay, now you're fluent in Spanish.
Who decides?
But did we take tests for English?
No, because we were born here.
Are we fluent?
Yes. Probably. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Well, it's not even probably. Of course we are.
Yeah, just, I mean, do you know what I'm saying?
We're some people take exams in English. Bro. How can you be fluent?
No, I'm just confused, isn't it? Matt?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure we're fluent. We are.
I mean, when they ask me online, I just say I'm fluent.
Yeah.
No, I don't hesitate.
How could we not be fluent?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm fluent, bro. But it's like, I don't even know. Like, sometimes language is just crazy, bro. It's like the words are actually just in my head.
What?
I know that sounds mad, but the words are actually in my head.
The words are in your head. What words?
Like what in I'm other about language. To say. Like,
oh, no, right.
English, bro. It's just in my head, bro. And people can speak Yoruba like this.
Fair enough.
Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, they're just speaking. It's like.
You mean still. It's true. I'm not even confused. I'm even. When people say, I speak English, but I think in French. I'm like, how does that work? How do you think in another language and then English comes out your mouth? That's mad.
Nah, because the French will translate it and then you start speaking the translation.
In their head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's mad.
But right now, I'm not translating nothing.
Yeah. Imagine, nothing's going up. It's just in my head, bro. That's crazy.
Oh, no, I'm sad, man.
You just go be bilingual, man. I want to speak Japanese, I'll be real.
Why? Because of anime.
Yeah, man. Imagine watching anime with no subtitles. That's hard. That's hard.
What does that mean?
That just means, that's just any swear word you can think of.
It's just like, damn.
Yeah. I would love to do that.
Who would you speak it to?
That's the thing. I would have learned it first because it's not really useful.
Mm.
But yeah, I think I learned French first. I don't know why.
No, yeah, I'm not learning French. It's actually tough, isn't it? I ain't got
French time for sounds that. Nice.
Very nice.
When girls speak it.
Well, I'm not involved.
But Spanish overall. I mean, Spanish sounds nice as well.
I ain't never heard anyone speaking Spanish and I thought, yeah, this is nice.
Yeah, you have.
Who?
There's enough Latinas you've heard speak Spanish.
I have no Latinas that I know of. I'm saying like in real life, by the way. I'm not saying on like movies. And I can't even think of a Latina that speaks it on a movie or anything. So all I know is Papi. No.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Griselda.
No chance. I have no clue what that is. That sounds like magic.
The drug series, bro.
Yeah, no.
Griselda Blanco.
I've not even watched
That's Sofia Vergara. That's a...
What's the other one?
What? Narcos.
I watched that.
I haven't watched Narcos either.
What?
I know, I need to watch it. I feel embarrassed to say that out loud.
There's no point anymore.
Why?
Like, there's so much better series now. So many more better
series. No, but if it's a good series, it'll always be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
If you haven't watched it now, then what's the point?
Really? So what do you watch?
There's so many other series, bro. I can't lie. So many. Shogun on Disney Plus.
Yeah, but that's different.
Shogun,
bro. I think it's Shogun.
It's Shogun.
Why is it Shogun? Why is it not Shogun?
Like, because as a Nigerian, I would just see it as Shogun.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I just pronounce it Shogun, innit?
Shogun.
Like, what's it about?
Like, it's a Japanese show.
Yeah, it's definitely Shogun.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it to
you. You're likening it to Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to Game of Thrones.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones.
That's crazy, I'll be wrong.
No, but that's not crazy from him, though.
No,
that's crazy talk.
I started Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't continue.
You got bored.
Game of Thrones is actually quality.
Why have you stopped?
But it's the same thing with How to Get Away with Murder. I never finished it.
That's fair because How to
Get... That's not fair.
How to Get Away with Murder kind of like dipped.
So did Game of Thrones.
Maybe like the last two seasons, yeah.
Exactly.
But it was still cold. That's the thing. It was still cold. How to Get Away with Murder, you just had to finish it because you just finished it because you started it.
I mean, the last season still had some crazy scenes, though. That's when he died. Yeah. That's a mad scene.
Yeah. Spoil it, but anyway.
I can't lie. If you ain't watching by now, like, that's your side.
It's the listeners that you just spoil it.
Everyone's watched it by now, surely. Nah. That came out in, like, what? Nah, it didn't come out in 6th form.
Came out earlier than that.
Came out earlier than that, yeah.
Nah, I actually don't know.
We watched it in 6th form.
Yeah, I need to watch. No clue when it came in. I need to watch Narcos. I need to watch The Wire. I need to finish.
Watch The Wire.
No, I need to finish Breaking Bad.
I never finished Breaking Bad. They're saying it's one of the best series ever, but
yeah,
I don't know. I think.
What else do I need to watch?
I never seen this came out when I was watching Breaking Bad. You watched The Bear, though, innit?
Yeah,
you need to watch The Bear.
I put you on just
no, for the listeners. No, you did not put me on The Bear. How can you put me on The Bear, bro?
I'll fully go back to the episode where I told you to go watch it. And you're like, what is it about? I was like, it's cooking, innit? It's like, oh, is it one of them cooking shows? I was like, yeah, but it's not actually a cooking show. It's calm. I'll find the episode and maybe one episode will add
you. You put me on The Bear?
Yeah, bro. It's calm. Don't worry. At least you're enjoying it.
I know you're definitely not going to go back and
look. Why he's not going to do that?
I'm actually not going to do that. But, bro, 100%.
In fact, if you did, fair enough. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's cold regardless. Season 3 is coming out in June.
Yeah, cold. You should actually go watch this, though.
He's not going to.
You should actually watch it, bro.
Why do you rob yourself of these experiences?
Why? Like, what are you watching right now?
Nothing. Oh, I mean, BMF.
But that comes out every week. Like, what are you watching? Like, what are you watching when that's not on?
Nothing.
Even House of the Dragon season 2 is coming out in June.
You ain't watched Game of Thrones, ain't gonna know.
You ain't watched Game of Thrones. That's so poor.
Do you watch YouTube?
Not really, it's kind of whack.
So what do you do?
Anime?
No.
So what are you watching, bro?
Nothing.
Fair enough, that's fair enough. You know, some people just don't watch anything. So
I don't understand that.
No, but like sometimes I actually question myself, what do I do?
Yeah. I said you ain't watched all these series or even films. And I heard you said you watched The Vow, Channing Tatum.
Oh, yeah, you said you watched that, yeah.
And Rachel McAdams. Did you like that one film?
The one where they forgot the memory?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's actually just all right.
So that's a bit like...
I wouldn't recommend it.
The Time Traveler's Wife. Similar film. Not similar film. Same actor.
Same actress.
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
The Oscars were last week.
Yeah, man.
What? Film is so... What can I use to describe film, man?
I think, did I say I'm a series guy or movies guy? I said I'm a series guy, innit?
You claim to, but you ain't watched Game
of Thrones. I think so. No, you said you're a movies guy.
I have to be a movies guy.
Yeah.
I actually have to be a movies guy.
But you're not. Wouldn't make sense for you to be a series guy.
Yeah. No,
can't be.
Yeah.
No, I lied.
Did you watch
Oppenheimer? Oh, no, I said, huh?
Oppenheimer, did you watch it?
It upsets me, but like, I did, but I fell asleep.
Oh, that is.
No. I fell asleep at the time where they would. Like about the to do the bomb.
That's worse. That's like, that's bang in the middle no, as well.
No, it's not in the middle.
More or less.
It's more like two-thirds. More or less. It's more like two-thirds.
Because it went film. Black and white after, no?
I was no,
it was,
black and white.
It was always black and white.
Black and white.
It was black and white throughout the film. Yeah.
Oh, they switched between.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like the bombing part was black and white. I remember I was in that part.
Yeah.
I conked out. Because I watched it at like 11 p.m. That's when the film started, or like, almost late, like late. So I'm like, yeah, I'm done. It was a wrap. But I woke up after when they were doing the jury and all that. I was pissed. I was actually pissed because Oppenheimer was a good film.
Oppenheimer's cold. They more or less cleaned up the Oscars. They won Best Picture. They won Best Actor. They won Best Supporting Actor. They won.
I said that's
Robert Downey Jr.
First one.
Killian Murphy.
Yeah, his first one as well.
Yes. Yeah. In his first lead role as well.
That's not his first, that's not lead, his role. First
lead role.
It's his first lead role. It's his first lead role with Christopher Nolan.
In a film.
Yeah, this guy's probably been in... I haven't watched every every Cillian Murphy movie, but that's definitely not his first
lead role.
Apparently they want him to
Christopher
be
not actually... Oof.
That's his first lead role. Remember
the note he left him?
No.
Did you see that?
The note that he left who?
Yeah.
Who left who?
Christopher left
Cillian Murphy. No. Saying,
dearest Cillian, finally a chance to see you lead.
Yeah, with him.
With him?
Yeah, because he's done how many? He's done like 10 movies with him. Yeah, something films. Movies with him, yeah.
But what film has he led in before this? Because Peaky Blinders is his main thing, really.
Yes. He's done other stuff. He's done other stuff. I'm pretty sure he's been a lead.
Sick, you know.
Who? Yeah.
Cillian Murphy.
Mate.
Nah, in Oppenheimer, he was actually sick.
Cold.
Yeah.
Cold, bro. And they're saying he should be the next James Bond, but he's too old.
Oh, I was about to say that, bro.
He's too old, man.
He can't be the next James Bond. Yeah, he can't.
Nah, he said he's...
He
said that he's not doing it, yeah. That should be a girl or something.
What?
So, yeah, I saw him say that it should be a girl.
Oh, they should not do that.
No, they should not do that still.
They should not do that. Not even being sexist, bro, but they should just not do that.
Sounds like it.
Bro, it's James Bond. What are you going to call it? Like Jennifer Bond?
Nah, they should give it to someone like Henry Cavill.
No, not even him.
I'll work out Superman.
Nah, he's too wham, bro.
What do you mean he's too wham?
He can't be doing all these, you know, like all these running scenes and stuff like that. Nah, man.
He's literally Superman.
So? He didn't run.
What do you mean?
He's doing CGI everywhere.
Action films, bro.
Nah, man. He can't be doing James Bond, man.
Okay, so who then?
Aaron Taylor Johnson. He should do it.
No clue who that is.
Aaron Taylor Johnson?
Where was he in? He was in, have you watched Bullet Train?
Yeah.
What was that? Bullet Train, the one with...
Where there's people fighting on the train?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that.
Brad Pitt.
The one that's Lemon and Tangerine, the white guy.
No clue what that is.
I have to see his face. Aaron Taylor Johnson.
You've seen him before, he's in other stuff. He's been in, he was in Tenet as well, but he wasn't.
Or even Robert Pattinson. No,
he's Batman now.
James Bond, who's the most recent one? Daniel Craig.
They've made you a sticker, bro. Hmm?
I hate that guy so much.
That's funny, Tim.
James Bond.
This guy.
Fair,
do you remember from...
I think you have to zoom in on his face. Thank God, because I actually couldn't see it. Yeah.
This guy.
Oh, okay.
I have no recollection of
he looks a bit like Paul Mescal, to be fair.
No, he doesn't.
Paul Mescal?
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Mm-hmm. No, from here, he looks like Paul Mescal.
No, he doesn't.
Glenn Powell.
He shouldn't do it.
He wouldn't be bad.
He shouldn't do it.
Why not?
I think he should be a British person. I think he's British. He should,
yeah.
He's not British, so...
Do you not feel like... You know when they were saying it's just Elba should do it?
He shouldn't do it.
That was PR, man.
He shouldn't do it. I wouldn't mind it being a black person, but it shouldn't be him.
To be fair, if it's not him, it's no one. Like, unless they're going to Damson Idris, but no.
I could see him doing it.
I think he's clean enough to do it, you know.
I think he could do it.
That's a big gig for him, you know.
But he's in some F1 thing, though.
Yeah, that's not even out yet. Yeah, that's not even the trailer's not been seen. with Brad Pitt.
But he could do it.
I could see him doing it. That would skyrocket his career, though. Flipping heck.
Yeah. But his PR right now is quality still, so he's
slow for man.
Is it? I haven't seen him about since.
No, I think he took a break. Yeah, he's taking a break off like social and all that.
Ferris.
After the snowfall, innit?
After the breakup, actually.
Ferris.
I think they're back together.
Probably.
I only saw that snap on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw something, yeah.
Probably. It was actually. Yeah,
Daniel Kaluuya, where is he? He's not really about.
Yeah, true.
I don't see many black actors right now up in Hollywood.
But I think there's some strike Young or whatever or something.
There was.
Yeah, that's if it's still out or whatever.
That's why Dune 2 got delayed.
I swear some other film that he sent got delayed till next.
Everything's been delayed.
Batman. Oh, Batman was painful. 2026.
Yeah, everything's been delayed.
That's when we're 25, bro. Flipping that. You're 26, but. Flipping heck, man.
Flipping heck.
Ah, we ain't even done intro. Oh, my days.
We ain't.
Anyways, welcome to the What We Saying pod. It's been your boy, Hustle.
That was the outro.
Welcome to the What We Saying pod. It's your boy, Hustle Hustler. You're joining my co-host, T9 in the building.
What you saying?
You're also joining my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo 8.
Yo.
What are we saying?
Yeah. Shout out to the people that are partaking in Ramadan. I think that's how I should say it. But yeah, good luck to you lot on your fast. I was seeing some stuff on Twitter.
Hey. I saw some girl tweet. Yeah, apparently you're supposed to say Alhamdulillah after you eat, after you break your fast. Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not. But apparently some girls in grammar said W meal after eating meal. Oh, no, man. No, the generation's cooked,
they're
man.
They're cooked, man. There's too much social media.
W meal after breaking your fast.
There's too much social media, bro.
Oh, man. You sound like P.K. Huggle when you said that. That was crazy. You know how they say that?
I'm not even going to repeat it. I have no clue.
Oh, no.
But yeah, no.
Same sort of tweets.
Yeah, I was seeing tweets that actually made me deep that I don't know my faith that well. Because in Christianity, I didn't know there's four fasts.
Is there?
Yeah. Oh, that's the thing. You see with Christianity, yes. Yeah,
it's Lent one.
That's for Catholics, you know.
Oh.
It's not actually for everybody.
Oh, okay.
Like, I didn't deep that. But there's four types of fasts from the Bible.
Oh, four types. Well, not like four different set times.
No, not four set times, but there's four types of fast.
Yeah, I know there's more. Yeah.
There's the Daniel fast, the Esther fast.
I did not know that.
Like, do you know what I mean? There's two more, but I don't know it. Like, okay, let me get up quickly.
I'm not tired of that still.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but there's stuff that I don't know about my faith, and it's like.
Daniel fast, Esther fast.
Bro, name the four types of fast Christianity.
GPT.
Yeah. I don't know why it's coming up like this.
Absolute supernatural. Regular. That one sounds a little bit
more. Oh my days, bruv.
I didn't know about this. Why are you trying to find it? Did you man see?
You know the way? Apparently during Ramadan, you're not allowed to drink water.
Bro, I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, I know. You're not even allowed to drink, like, build up your saliva and swallow it.
I thought they drank water. No, just they know. Didn't eat.
No, because I remember time ago, like one of our boys, it was Ramadan. When does Ramadan happen? Is it more than once a year?
I don't know.
What the month is March, right? I think it's actually more than once a year. Or maybe, I don't know.
I think something happens in summer, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's around summertime. One of our boys was fasting. And it was like, this was like during secondary school.
We don't have the same boy. I don't know any boy that fasted during that.
One of our boys. And it was like during this activities week that we were doing. And we were outside, yeah. And it was beaming hot, yeah. This guy, I felt so sorry for him. You could tell he wanted to die right there and then. Like, I was like, yo, I don't know if I can do this. Yeah.
This is good. I'm pissed though that I can't find the name of these things. There's the Daniel fast, Esther fast, whatever two is there.
You see the you crying on 90s baby show.
Elijah fast and disciples fast.
Disciples fast. Elijah.
It might be a different name to disciples. I didn't see that, but there's four. And obviously, like...
Oh, yeah. They're, like, different.
They're different. Like, the Esther... The Elijah one is... Okay, the Elijah one is 40 days.
Oh.
That's gonna be Lent.
You would think so, but it's not. It's actually not. I'm getting angry because I'm not getting the right names. No, I had a chat when I had it up before, it was making more sense, but like different ones, like I think the Esther one's like 3 days without anything. There's the dry fast,
no water,
no nothing, or whatever. You don't eat at all for 3 days. Bro, there's just different ones. It's like I have no clue of this.
Didn't know about
it. You can't not drink water for 3 days.
It's no food or drink for 3 days, bro.
At all.
Yeah, bro.
That's impossible.
That's going to be a risk.
That's impossible. I don't think the body can survive. How long can the body survive without water? It's 2 days.
It's 2 days, though.
If you don't have water, you can't survive.
Well, guys, it's 3 days.
You're trying to call the Bible a risk, bro.
No, I'm not saying it's a risk. Wait, wasn't it him that just said, you know, wasn't it you that said risk? Bro.
I'd never said risk. No, you talked. I never said risk. But yeah, nah, like, it's just crazy. Like, I don't know about... The only one I knew about is Lent. But there's just more to it, and it's like, raw.
Did you mind give sign up for Lent?
Did you say I sign up?
Did you give something up?
Oh. I don't know, man. Generally, I can't even tell you. I don't know. I think I did, but I still need to work on it. There's still a lot of time. For those that haven't given up something yet, no, generally, there's still time, bro. Even if you don't do the full thing...
Yeah.
God sees your heart, innit? So
has Lent started?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Lent started quite a while ago.
That's crazy.
Fair enough.
Lent started quite a while ago.
That is crazy. No hate on that.
You know, it ends in 2 weeks.
I swear it started on Pancake Day, no?
Pancake Day, crazy.
That's how I remember it.
Shrove Tuesday. Ash Wednesday.
Shrove Tuesday.
It started on Valentine's. It's one of those 2 days.
Yeah. But yeah, do you know what I mean? It's like God sees your heart, innit? So That's the thing about Christianity. It's about between you and God, cha.
Did you not see the guy crying on 90s Baby Show?
Mm-hmm.
Who was crying?
Bro, one guy must have called in talking about he wants his girl back because he cheated on her. And then he was saying her name Bears. And he was saying, like, was like proper begging her to take him in and that.
Because she watches the show, innit?
Because she watches the show. And he just burst into tears. He was drunk, but he burst into tears. And all three of them just...
Like, imagine getting a call now, yeah, like a call up. Someone saying, oh, yeah, bro, please, I beg, just play. Let me just talk so that my girl can hear me through you lot's podcast and saying, let's say Samantha. Oh, Samantha, I miss you, Samantha. Please, Samantha, I'm sorry. And it's like
what do you want? His voice was bear breaking.
It's cracking up, bro. Like, what do you want to say, bro? Me personally, I'm telling you, mute it straight, bro, because I'm laughing now straight.
You would laugh as well.
Of course I would.
I don't think I'd hold it in.
Yeah, I'd give you the phone in it because I'm gone. I'm here, bro.
It's going on. Sad.
I don't think I'd laugh. I'd be able to do that.
Nah, bro. I'm gone.
He's going out so sad, though.
Oh, God, man.
Is she going to take him back after that?
No.
There we go.
I mean, she cheats. That's not the first time he cheated, so she might.
You know, they posted the second live today, and apparently she called in, but I haven't watched it yet. Apparently she chopped his cousin. Wild, innit? After he cheated, by the way.
That doesn't matter.
But still, yeah, that's peak still.
It's the wild times. Wild times you live in.
1-1.
Sharon, yeah.
Huh?
Nothing.
Did you hear what he said?
I just insulted him.
Oh, anyways. Damn.
This is week 2. I've got a general knowledge quiz for you lot.
Okay. I have a little bit of a game as well, but please. By all means.
How long is your game? My game would be
about 5 minutes.
Yeah, sure. Do yours first, bro.
Association? I believe it's called. I've been seeing it on TikTok a few times.
Definitely.
Someone reads out a word and the other two have to guess the same word on the count of three. But I'm going to join in as well. So for example, if I say green and I say 3, 2, 1, you don't got to think of the first thing that comes to your mind in terms of green and it's going to be the same word.
So who wins?
There's no winning. Just get the same
word. You just got to get the same word, didn't it?
Fair.
All right, go on.
I've got 5 words. Okay.
Make sure you lot like, comment, and subscribe now if you're watching. Make sure you lot, if you're listening on audio, make sure you interact with the polls. Let us know how you thought this episode was. Got a few guests coming on in a few weeks' time. You know, make sure keep tuning with us, keep following us, and show this to your friends, family. Get us a subscribe account up, our TikTok followers up. You know what I mean? Let people know about us.
Alright, cool. Yeah. The first word is white.
White.
3, 2, 1.
Ghost. Paper.
Ghost.
Ghost. No.
Ghost white. Ghost. What?
I
ghost
hear it.
White.
I do hear it.
Bro, like, when you think of ghost,
would you say white? Paper?
Yeah.
Well, I say snow. That's crazy. Three different answers as well. Bro. Next one. Apple. 3, 2, 1.
Fruit. Juice.
What did you say?
Fruit.
Juice.
You said phone.
Yeah, bro. Apple. Come on. What do you mean?
Nah, you know we're meant to keep going.
Uh-huh.
Because I said fruit, you said phone, you said what?
You said juice.
Juice.
We're meant to go again to now think of something.
Okay, let's do the next one.
What, till we get the same thing?
Yeah so based on what you lot said, we're now meant to think, okay, what's a word that correlates to all three, innit?
Yeah, okay, fizz. Let's do the next one.
Mm.
Alright, road.
Road?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1...
Cars. Yeah.
There we go. Come on.
That was simple though. Come on, man.
Yeah, let me go back down to the difficulty. Hardened.
I'm thinking of grabbing some shoes, man. I'm not sure though. Don't double message me, bruv. Get out of here. What was the snap I just showed? I don't even know. I said it's generally shocking.
Alright, next one's alcohol.
Alcohol?
Yeah. 3.
Wait, hold on.
He's not focused.
That's the whole point. I'm focused. I was about to, yeah.
Okay. Alcohol, yeah.
Yeah. This is the countdown. That's the time you have to think about it.
1. Tequila. Brown. What do you say?
Henny.
Brown,
Henny.
Tequila.
Okay, cool. Let's go again, though. Let's
3.
Think about it, man. 2, then, please.
1.
Disaronno.
What do you say?
Yeah, vodka.
Come on, it's you.
This around
again.
Wait, but I said brown, you said Henny. Why would you switch the vodka?
Well, we got to keep going, so you get it, don't
we? Said a color, we actually said drinks, bro.
Okay.
3, 2, 1,
Patron.
What did you say?
Wait, I said Patron.
Shots.
Ciroc.
We're good. We go again.
Last time, yeah, but man, let's be deep in this.
I don't know what you say.
Bro, Patron, Ciroc, shots. Come on, man. 3, 2, 1.
Wine.
What did you say?
I said wine.
I said spirits.
What did you say?
What? White.
Why are you still saying colors? Why are you still saying colors?
Bro, you said tequila. You said Patron. I said Ciroc. That's white, no?
Yeah, but why are you saying the color? Just say the name of a drink. Let's just say
you said wine.
But still, that's better than a color.
What did you say?
Spirits.
Yeah, forget even you. Well
last word, man. Whatever it was. How many more?
One more.
I said wine.
Ooh, let me change that, actually.
Are you coming to his yard on Sunday, by the way?
Who's? For?
The football.
I'm downstairs. To watch the United game.
Yeah.
Downstairs.
Next word, football.
Cool.
3, 2, 1,
Chelsea. United.
Yeah, that was
but that was always going to happen.
Don't get twisted. I was never going to say United.
No, I was never going to say Chelsea.
Man. I was never going to say United.
Is that point going again?
No.
What would we get?
In fact, we can go again. We can go again. Quickly, though.
3, 2, 1.
Premier UCL. League.
I was actually going to say UCL.
You didn't
I don't
say
know.
Anything.
I went blank. I was actually going to say. We're going to say UCL.
There's no point. Let's get on to general knowledge, man.
Okay, week two with Hustler's general knowledge quiz. Benzo won last week.
Come on.
Please come back. Better performance is needed. Okay, I'll start with Benzo. You know you won, so I'll start with you. First question. Which planet is known as the red planet?
Mars.
You asked that last week. Come on.
Same did he?
Come on, you asked that last week. You asked me that
did
question
he?
Last week.
No, sure. He didn't.
I answered Mars to a question, I'm sure.
No, you didn't. You answered Jupiter. You answered Jupiter.
You should probably said Jupiter.
Someone said Red Planet last week.
No, I have no clue. Generally, it took me quite a while to actually think.
So you swear?
Because I actually couldn't remember what I was.
You sure?
Yeah, no one said Red Planet. No.
Okay, cool.
That's one to me. I'm assuming that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one to me.
See, now, what is the largest body part on a human? This week, I'm going to put you guys on the timer as well, by the way. So.
Largest body part.
Five.
Legs.
No, skin.
Oh, yeah, piss true.
So, 1-0.
Oh, piss off.
Okay, what is the capital city of Switzerland?
No, I'm going to say the wrong thing. I'm going to say
Five, four, three.
Oslo?
No, it's Bern.
That's Norway, G.
Yeah, come on, man. I knew it was Norway. I just said that.
Geography's me.
I just had to say
something. If you're doing this right now, make sure you comment your answers as well, please. Cool. T9, question 2. What is the chemical symbol for water?
H2O.
That was a question from last week.
Yeah, it was. It actually was, to be fair.
No, it was gold.
You did more than one.
Yeah. No, the other one was oxygen.
Or maybe it was. Yeah,
I
maybe it was.
I H2O last week. Am I working out?
I don't even know. Okay. Fair enough.
What's that? 1-1.
Yeah, cool. Nogla, this question is just about back to back. But it's based on a timer, yeah? So I'm going to ask you a question. You give one answer each time.
Fairs.
So name 10 Nigerian cuisines. Each answer is a point.
Oh, my days.
Okay. As I go 1-1-1-1-1.
Yeah.
Obono.
Three, two,
okra.
One. Three.
Mango soup.
Two. Three, two.
What's my mango black?
God.
Love.
Three. How many is that? Three.
Two.
Three. Two.
Pounded yam.
Three.
Jollof rice.
Two. Three.
Amala.
Three.
Pepper soup.
Three. Two.
Gizzard.
Three.
White rice. Two.
Fish stew.
Plain white rice
is a Nigerian dish.
No, you can't give a second answer. Sorry.
What?
I might say white rice. No. If you think I'm going to give you a point for that, I hope you're not counting your own points.
I've got four or five.
I'll be counting.
I've got one more than
five.
You.
Well, no,
it's now his turn. 3, 2, 1.
So, yeah.
You're right, though. He's right.
There we go.
I don't know if I'm giving you a point.
I said it on the dot of zero.
I'm just going to leave as you both got the same amount of points.
Okay, yeah. Have we?
Yeah, because you missed out.
Yeah.
Cool. You done well, Sha.
Fairs.
You done well.
Fairs.
I'm surprised no one said chin chin.
Who guessed this point?
No, it's 5-5. You both got points.
Okay, what's the 2-2?
Yeah.
2-2.
Because you both got one wrong in the other questions as well.
Cool, go on.
Cool. Whose go is it? Yours? I'll go to you. No, wait.
No, it's my turn.
2-2.
If you don't.
Yeah, you started the last one. Go on, What is the tallest mountain in the world?
Mount Everest.
You asked that last week.
He did ask that last week. I answered that.
Swear.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
Just found a new question online.
Alright, cool. Name 5 countries that start with the letter C. Your question.
China. Oh, who's sorry? Sorry.
You.
No, you or him?
You.
Oh, me.
No, him. You.
Oh, yeah, because the other one didn't count.
Timer on that.
Just relax. You just asked the question.
I'm just saying.
China, Colombia.
But timer starts when he pauses.
Cameroon, Congo,
I'm not giving you Congo.
Why?
It's not Congo.
What? The Republic?
Exactly, so don't start with
Fair enough, so that's 3. Chile, and, come on, Canada.
Where was the timer, bro? Come on. He paused like
this guy's
like
a hater.
5 seconds.
This guy's a hater.
He's actually listing, so I think it's a bit different.
Yeah, exactly.
Not bad,
Fez. Yeah, done all right.
Quality, man. Quality.
Did you say Croatia?
No.
Crazy.
Fez.
All right, cool. When is Nigeria's Independence Day?
That's crazy.
Do I know it?
I'm cooked.
You're cooked, man.
Would I need to give a month or a date? Or a
both. Year? I said year. What? Nice. I don't even know the year.
Yeah.
Oh, no. To be fair, it's like...
1962.
No, I'm not talking about year, bro. It's the date. Like, every year we celebrate on this date.
October 10th.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Wrong. October 1st.
Oh, my days! That's
what is wrong with you guys?
I knew it was October.
Isn't it?
Still, no, it was first. I was going to say 18.
First.
That's terrible. You're 2-2. Then it's now 3-2.
Yeah.
3-2, yeah.
Yeah, 3-2. So it's now back to you. Name the 5 biggest sports in the world.
Football, American football, basketball, baseball, and what it could be the 5th one. Five. I'm going to say rugby.
You're definitely wrong, but...
What is the 5 biggest...
You can steal this, by the way, T9.
Oh, swear.
If you name them all right.
The 5. Yeah, football's definitely there. Basketball's definitely there. Baseball, oof. Sports. Baseball. Football, baseball, basketball. American football. 5th, we can go with.
Oh, what about tennis? Tennis for my 5th. There we go. Done. Done.
No, you didn't. You didn't win.
What did you mean?
So you definitely didn't win.
It took way too long, anyways.
No, but you're both wrong.
Fair as
well. Those aren't the top 5. The top 5 are. So should I give a point based on like how many?
No one gets the point.
No one gets the point. Cool. The top 5 is football, basketball, cricket, tennis.
I said cricket
and field hockey. Yeah.
Field hockey.
I don't know what field hockey is. Though.
Field it's just hockey.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What do you mean? What's field hockey?
Grass, like in the Olympics.
How is that? I said that's it. I didn't even know that was even in the Olympics.
Yeah, it's still, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a cricket, field of course. Hockey. All these countries play cricket.
Yeah, still. These are the top 5 still.
So what's that? That's
so American football's not there.
No, American
football. Yeah, they need to chill out over there. They need to chill out over there then.
Yeah, still.
Then they call themselves world champions.
Yeah, they need to chill out still.
That's basketball.
And American football.
Oh, I swear.
Yeah. For any American sport, if they win the championship, they call themselves world champions.
Fair.
Mad. But yeah, go on.
In what year did World War II end?
1945.
Damn, 3-3.
Yeah, I didn't know
that. I never got that. Cool. What is the process by which plants make their own food?
Osmosis?
Nope.
No. Photosynthesis.
No, come on, I've taken that. I said osmosis.
What, so yeah, you get the point, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, 4-3. Bro, leader's chained. Osmosis. Your leader's chained. Cool, you were talking about the Oscars, yeah?
Yeah. Film.
How many did Oppenheimer win? How many Oscars did they win? I'm not asking you.
Oh, Fez.
Is that how it is? Yeah, that's how hard.
Come on!
You're wrong.
It's 7, a lie.
7.
I knew it. Oh my. I knew it was 7.
Oh my God.
I knew it. That's 4-4.
Why did you say it's not 7?
I knew it was
7.
Oh my God. I said
7.
Nominations.
Nah, it won 7 still.
Fuck,
4-4. 4-4 still, yeah. Who won the FIFA World Cup in 2018?
Oh, he won it.
France.
Yeah, probably was.
Sorry.
I'm giving you the point. I'm giving you the point. 5-4. Yeah.
It wasn't your. Like, it wasn't your
answer.
I didn't say anything.
It wasn't your question.
Why did you answer?
It wasn't
your question. To be fair, you would have done it anyway, didn't you?
Yeah.
Which famous scientist developed the theory of relativity?
Wait, who was that?
Oh my God.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yes. You don't need to actually give an answer. Men need to just give an answer. Because you were about to give that 5-5. Cool. What is the capital city of Japan?
Wait, why am Tokyo?
6-5.
Yeah, I don't know. I was ever thinking that one.
Name the 5 most spoken languages in the world. Each one is a point. Yes. So when you stop,
yeah,
I'll now give it over to him.
Mandarin.
1 point.
English.
2 points.
Spanish.
3 points.
French.
No. Over to you.
He said
my name. Oh, Masada said your name.
He said
Mandarin. Do I need to bleep it?
Yes.
Are you going to get this, though?
Mandarin English. What do you say? Mandarin English. French. No, not French.
Pay attention, he's got it wrong.
No, I'm asking what you
I'm
said.
I'm not going to tell you that I'm against you, bro. No way.
Okay. What is it?
French ain't top five.
Nope.
Sorry. Okay.
Oh, no, it is.
German?
Nope. You're out.
Fez?
Indian language, Bengali or something like that. Or an Arabian language.
or like bro,
name it though.
He's got one wrong. He's yeah, wrong.
Name it though.
Just wrong. You're not wrong. Oh my! I say Indian language. What the hell is that?
Bengali, something like that.
No,
my turn.
Is this going back and forth?
I don't know why.
When he loses, well, when he says one wrong,
it's got to be stopped.
I think it has to be stopped.
It has to be stopped.
Hindi and Arabic.
Oh, I said Arabian language. You told me I was wrong. I told you.
Cool, whose question is your question? Yeah,
Hindi's
yeah.
Cool. Name five African players that have played in the Premier League. I'm giving you 15
that,
seconds.
That played or play?
That have played in the Premier League.
Got Yaya Toure, got Kolo Toure, Essien, Jonobi Mikel, and Drogba. Fair. Done.
Cool.
Is that 6-5?
No, because I got all five. You got what, three?
I'm not going to just count as 1 point.
Fair.
Dude, I can't be able to count.
So that counts as 0 points for him because he didn't get all five. Yeah.
So 6-5?
Yeah.
6-5 to who?
Him. To me.
Cool. What is the most prestigious club football competition in Europe?
Champions League.
Fair answer?
Yes.
6-6. Fair. What is the largest continent by land area?
By land. Europe. Yeah. I lie, right? Am I bugging out?
You're wrong.
Yes. What is it?
Please tell me that's Antarctica.
It's not. It's not.
Actually, it's so not. Dumb.
Okay, wait. Asia. South America.
Asia.
Wait, Asia.
I said Asia before him, though.
No, you're both over. You both said the wrong answer. You're both not getting the point.
Oh, because Russia's in Asia, isn't it?
What?
No, it's not. That was actually.
What am I hearing? What am I hearing?
Yeah, no.
What am I hearing?
I can't lose to this guy. No way. That's not possible.
Cool. I'm going to ask you, man, to go back to back for this one. This is the final one. Okay. Whoever ends with ends on the last one gets the point and wins the game because it's 6-6, isn't it?
Okay. Tie break. Come
on. Name Ryan Coogler movies. Hold on.
Who starts?
Benzo. Alias is good. No, it's your go.
It's my go.
Yeah, you start.
Black Panther.
Done. And we're done.
Creed?
What? No, I thought you were finished. I thought you were finished after that.
Wait. You know it's back and forth.
It's back to
it's back and forth. Oh.
Tell me it's... I just gave another film.
So that's yeah, my, so, that's so no, it's
no, weird. No, no. Like,
so how does that work?
How does that work?
So now no, do no, I get no, to say another
finished.
One?
I'm confused. Why did you not say something?
What? Because I thought you had to list five. I forgot no, it was back and forth. Yeah. Creed.
Sorry, innit? Yeah, go on, continue.
Oh, there's a movie he did. I don't know what it's called. It's on a train station.
There's a time on this.
Okay.
I can't name any other ones. I just can't name any other ones. I'm quick still.
That's game, surely. That's game.
Oh my God, that's game.
That's game. Creed 2, Creed 3, Fruitvale Station. So you're thinking
Fruitvale Station.
Come
yes.
on, yeah, Fruitvale man. Station.
He didn't do Creed 3.
Bro, he beat you. he didn't name the film.
Michael Jordan did Creed 3.
Alongside Rambi.
Did he?
Yeah. He was involved in that one, yeah.
Involved, but did he direct it?
Man, my guy, he said...
Come on!
He said one, and then he said another one. You didn't say... What? I thought I did that. I thought that was going to be a sick round.
Movies is me.
No, it's not, bro. Movies is if we want to do a movie general... Get if we to do oh next gosh. Week, let's do a movie general.
Oh my
general
gosh, you can put money on this.
Let's put money on this.
You will
lose. Let's put money on this. Let's put money on this. Let's put money on this.
Who's the guy that did the film that I hate? The one that I fell into, I think it's crazy. That did the movies Back to Front.
Tenet.
Nolan. Tenet.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan. You lot got that?
Yeah, calm boy. Are you going to do a general...
I got that.
Wait, are you going to do a general knowledge quiz on Christopher Nolan?
No, I'll just name films.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, okay. Fair enough. Go ahead.
Like, both of you are calm with that, yeah?
Calm. Yeah, calm. The hell?
Or you just going to get off films?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, this is raw knowledge. Damn, okay.
All right, go on then. Starting it. Who's starting?
You can start.
I'll start.
Go on.
Wait, oh, just get off films that he's done.
Just name them, innit?
Oh, Nolan.
Yeah, right. Is that not what you lot want?
Okay, well, do you know all of them? Most of them?
I know most of them, okay, yeah.
Go on then.
Cool. We've got, I'm going to go from the first.
No, just one to one, yeah. One.
Okay, back. One for one.
Okay, say one. Nothing. Let me name the harder ones. Nah, actually, I won't. Tenet.
Okay. Memento.
What'd you say?
Memento.
Interstellar.
Inception.
Following.
The Prestige.
Batman.
That's not the name of the film.
Okay, The Dark Knight. I'm just doing The Dark Knight.
Batman. Batman Begins.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Oppenheimer.
Fez. Dunkirk.
Ooh.
Nolan. Nolan. Nolan.
I ain't really seen much more.
I'm not gonna lie. What other film?
No. There's films, but like, yeah, I doubt you lot are getting this, isn't it?
Yeah, they're from early days.
Yeah, still. See, now in the map, got you still.
Wait, Nolan.
The thing is, I doubt you lot have even watched this. Wait, who said Memento?
Me.
Oh,
Cillian Murphy's done 6 films with him. Dark Knight 3 times. Dunkirk, no. Inception, Oppenheimer. Name those. The Following, Prestige, Memento.
Who named The Following?
Me. Did.
Oh, swear.
Yeah, I haven't watched it though.
Damn. There's only one more.
Yeah, exactly. There's only one.
You know it?
No, but I know it's from his early dates.
Yeah, that's it is, why. Yeah. Cooked.
I don't know. Should I give you a clue? It came out after Memento. Nah. So you need to drop your phone.
Oh, sorry. I'm not going to name it. What's I don't know on? It. I actually don't know it.
We don't know the film. No one
knows
that film. What's it called?
No, but like...
That means
he...
That means I won, yeah. Well, anyway.
No.
I won the quiz.
He won the quiz, but then like you got another point, so it's like it's a draw.
What? Yeah.
You lot brought up. I didn't... This is not about... But like, I don't
know. What's the film?
Insomnia.
Oh, oh yeah.
That is so funny.
Bro, any other film, bro.
Any other what?
Any other, if you did a film general, movie finished, general knowledge, I would actually destroy you.
Destroy? No, have some respect.
No.
Destroy me?
I would actually
destroy you. No, you're not done well, Joe.
If we go for actors, all of them, like, actors' names.
I would actually destroy you. No, actors' no, names, no, I would no, actually no, destroy no, you. No. I don't know how you do.
I don't think you understand how many actors I know.
I would actually.
Directors as well.
I would actually destroy you. This is crazy. I would actually destroy you. I'm sorry, what
do you know close? One composer outside of Hans Zimmer?
It doesn't matter. Yes, I do. What's his name? Ludwig. Yeah, there we go. So listen, I would actually destroy you. I would actually destroy you. If we do.
Should we go for directors?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool, let's go.
No. Because we can't. There's no we need in here.
This is off quiz.
No. You can do it another time, innit? We can formulate. No,
I'm actually going to get a quiz for movie.
Yeah, get one, bro. Actually, it would be so funny.
Actually,
it will be so funny.
Competition. No, you done well with that Christopher Nolan thing, Storm. That's but yeah,
insomnia. Yeah, if there's one person that I can battle with a film, it's gonna be Benzo Storm.
Yeah, you not did well, Storm. But wait, so you won this week?
I won the quiz.
Right, came back 1-1.
GBG.
Fair enough.
When we have a guess, what they'll be involved in it?
Of course.
I doubt they'll do as well though. But that's how I have to probably make it easier. But yeah, that's the episode this week.
1-2-1.
Someone commented that our episodes have been shorter.
Traffic got us down last week.
Yeah, last week was actually not our fault. But yeah, hopefully this episode's kind of longer. I think this one started a bit early. I mean,
at least like a
hour 30 maybe, yeah, hopefully for you lot, innit?
Hopefully,
But yeah, hope you lot enjoyed this episode.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah, man.
Polls will be up. Interact with the polls. It's the TikTok. What we say in pod.
Everywhere, man.
Other than that, T9 and Buddha, thanks for coming, man.
Thank you. It's been your boy, Hustle Hustler. Stay with the hustling, my people.
Stay with a man. It's been your boy Benzo in the booth.
Benzo.
And we'll see you on the next one still.